Chapter 5 Lava Bombs. Jack didn't feel like a happy camper anymore. Walking through the cold, thin air, he looked at the snowmobiles parked near the hut.
"We don't know how to drive snowmobiles," Jack whispered to Annie. "We haven't trained for anything, including altitude sickness."
"That's okay. If we get in trouble, we can use the wand," said Annie.
"No, we can't," said Jack. "We can't use the wand just for ourselves. Plus, we haven't tried our hardest yet."
"This way, gang," called Nancy. She was ushering everyone into the small orange building. Jack and Annie followed the group inside. The one-room hut had plastic chairs, a small heater, axes, jugs of water, and shelves with boxes of trail mix.
"Have a seat and help yourself to some of the best water in the world," Nancy said. "It comes from melted glacier ice."
Everyone sat on the plastic chairs. Lucy, Kim, Tony, and Ali poured water into tin cups and lowered their masks to drink. Jack was thirsty, but he shook his head no at Annie. He was afraid for them to show their faces.
"Before we take off, I want to warn you again about the snowmobiles," said Nancy. "No matter how much training you've had, you must be very careful. On your ride up to the crater, remember to drive sideways, so if the snowmobile slips and rolls over, your leg won't get crushed."
Everyone nodded.
"How do you drive sideways?" Jack wondered in a panic.
"Don't be afraid to go fast and don't lock up the brakes," said Nancy. "Locking your brakes can spell disaster."
"And watch out for lava bombs," said Ali, the biologist.
"Lava bombs?" Jack piped.
He quickly cleared his throat and deepened his voice.
"Excuse me, lava bombs?"
"Lava that spits from the crater," said Ali.
"Spits?" repeated Jack.
"Like oatmeal that bubbles and spatters out of the pot," said Lucy, the space scientist.
"Except those bombs aren't made of oatmeal," said Ali. "They're blobs of fiery hot liquid rock. Some of them can be as big as a car. They burn deep holes in the ice and snow."
"If they hit you," said Tony, chuckling. "Well, just think about it."
Jack didn't want to think about it.
"Seriously, it's pretty neat," said Nancy. "For millions of years, hot gas and lava have carved deep hidden places beneath the surface ice of these slopes. Caverns and towers. No one knows all the secrets of Mount Erebus."
Nancy took a last sip of water and put her cup down.
"Okay, guys, you have a few hours to do your experiments and get your stories. Then Pete will come back for us. Let's go!"